Third place at the Novinger tournament, Coach. You know, Green City's kind of been that thorn in your side here for the last two and a half years running. That being said, you played Green City really tough in the semifinals. It was low scoring. You're able to kind of control their offense better. They made it difficult for you to score. Was there kind of a combination, a little bit of frustration, but also some encouragement for the boys the way they played Green City last week?
Yeah, there's a lot of that, you know, definitely reflecting on the game. I think, you know, early on in the first quarter, we played uncharacteristic, kind of like we have in the past against Green City. They just do such a good job of disrupting you and making you speed up. And, you know, we took some bad shots, had some turnovers, and, you know, one of their players got really hot in the first quarter. So they scored 22 in the first quarter, and I thought our guys done a great job the rest of the game, settling in and really locking down defensively and just playing normal basketball.
And I don't see Green City a whole lot, but when I do, I kind of feel like their boys play at a different pace than about 90% of the teams that you're going to see in Class 1. Is controlling their pace something, if you're trying to knock off the Gophers, is it really important to make sure that they don't get that really quick pace going against you?
It's very important, but like you said, you know, I would say they're probably fast. They play at a pace that's faster than 99% of the teams we play. I don't know if we see a team that plays a pace like they do, and there's nothing in practices that can simulate their size, their speed, and their athleticism. So they present a lot of challenges when you see them, and you know, definitely just controlling the pace of the game is the number one key.
Has Bugs Tipton, has he kind of taken that reign as their go-to guy, Coach, or they still have some guys around him that make them pretty lethal as far as depth?
Yeah, Bugs is obviously a great player, and we know he presents a lot of challenges definitely when he gets inside. But, you know, Xander Salas has stepped up a bunch. He really hurt us in that first quarter. And, you know, they've got a lot of role players around them that, you know, this came in this year that didn't have a lot of minutes in the past. And they stepped right into their minutes and have played at a really high level.
So you gave up only 48. Yeah, that's the most that you've given up in five games in the game against Green City. I guess here that's probably, considering the way Green City has offensively made the best you play defensively, you scored 41 against Green City, trying to get more points on the board. What are the challenges there? And the next time you see them, Coach, what can you do to, you know, to get that point total up into the 50s, maybe 60s?
Number one, just taking care of the ball. You know, we had way too many turnovers to beat Green City. So the fact that we had that many turnovers and still had it in single digits is one of those things we look at and we're like, we're pretty happy with, and know that if we just take care of the ball and give ourselves more attempts at the basket, we're going to put ourselves in a good spot.
Hayden Neff against Atlanta. You know, we know about Corbin, but Hayden scoring 17 points. That's a really good night for him on Saturday.
It's a great night, and, you know, he's coming off a meniscus tear, so it's really good to get his confidence rolling and trust underneath his legs. But, yeah, he played a really great level for us, and he stepped up big time when we needed him.
You go to Bevier tonight, just like the girls. Any scouting report on Bevier and the tests that they give you tonight?
We haven't done a whole lot of scouting. We kind of want to treat one of these games as, let's go in, let's do what we do best, and let's play off that and not worry so much about game plan and just come in there and take care of business.
It's a pretty good strategy, and I've talked about that. You know, coaches can get, from time to time, so engrossed into, you know, what does this team have? What do we need to do? And you're kind of right. You know, when you have the talent that Grundy does, go in there, play your game, and make them adjust to you, right?
Yeah. This early in the season, we want to focus on us and what we do best. You know, as we get going farther in the season, we'll talk about more about scouting and game plans against different teams. But, you know, this early in the season, we're really trying to perfect what we do great, and so that's what we're going to be focusing on tonight.
I'm asking all these questions about Green City, and I just realized that you play them again at their place on Thursday. So we kind of talked about Green City and the challenges. What's the biggest challenge in playing somebody twice within a week?
Just the biggest thing is it's twice in 1 week is always going to be difficult, but I think between us and Green City, we know so well what each other does well. So it really doesn't matter if it's twice in 1 week or twice in a season. You know, we both know what we're going to present and who the main key guys are going to be contributing. So it's going to be a quick turnaround and understanding that we got to make a little bit of adjustments, and they're going to do a little bit of adjusting as well. So it's kind of just going out there once again and playing and just playing the best of our ability and taking care of the ball.
Was the biggest thing in playing them as, you know, as tight as you did Thursday, Coach, within seven, did it knock down a little bit of that block that Green City has where you know, the kids look at it, and even if it's psychological, say, oh, here's the Gophers again. Did they knock down a little bit of that wall on Thursday night, do you feel?
I think they did. I think they knocked out a little of that psychological block. But I think more than anything, I think it showed of how high our defense is playing right now. You know, we kept Green City to 48, and then turned around against Atlanta and kept them to 40. So I think more than anything, our guys are realizing that defense is going to always keep us in games and give us a chance to win.
And against Atlanta, here's what I just noticed about that game, too. Yeah, that was very competitive for three quarters. You dominated the fourth quarter. So when the chips were down in the fourth quarter, you won by 14, and you outscored it by 13 in the fourth. So you put the game away over the last 8 minutes.
Yeah, I thought our guys played at a high level. I thought the biggest thing in the fourth quarter was that we finally just kind of slowed down and take what they've given us. You know, they played a triangle two against us most of the time. So anytime you see something like that, it's just different. And I thought through three quarters, we kind of played a little too fast and took shots that we shouldn't have taken. And then the fourth quarter, every shot that we took was under control and balanced.
Coach, congrats on third place last week. Good luck with the road trips coming up this week. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Tyler, thank you.